Aujourd'hui, Canal B vous propose une sieste intitulée Frisco Afternoon et réalisée par Johnny Clash. Vous y entendrez des extraits de lecture de prose et de haïku par Jacques Kerouac. Elle commence immédiatement avec Tom Waits.
There was a little alley in San Francisco, back of the Southern Pacific Station at 3rd and Townsend, in red brick of drowsy, lazy afternoons with everybody at work, in offices, in the air you feel the impending rush of a commuter frenzy, as soon they'll be charging en masse from market and Sansom buildings on foot and in buses and all well-dressed through working man Frisco of walk-up truck drivers, and even the poor grime-bemarked 3rd Street of lost bums, even Negroes, so hopeless and long left east, and meanings of responsibility and try, that now all they do is stand there spitting in the broken glass, sometimes 50 in one afternoon against one wall at 3rd and Howard. It is all these Milbrae and San Carlos, neat necktied producers and commuters of America and steel civilization, rushing by with San Francisco chronicles and green called bulletins, not even enough time to be disdainful. They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146, till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hotshot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all a sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief or on brakeman's lantern, or if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity, and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me. And I have insane conversations with Negroes in second-story windows above, and everything is pouring in. The switching moves of boxcars in that little alley, which is so much like the alleys of Lowell, and I hear far off in the sense of coming night that engine calling our mountains. But it was that beautiful cut of clouds I could always see above the little SP alley. Puffs floating by from Oakland, or the gate of Marin to the north, or San Jose south, the clarity of Cal, break your heart. It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, yath and the dew, old Frisco with end of land sadness. The people, the alley full of trucks and cars of businesses nearabouts. Nobody knew or far from cared who I was all my life, 3,500 miles from birth, all opened up and at last belonged to me in great America.
Some nurses screwed while driving through Nebraska. When she came, she honked the horn, and Neil just barely missed the truck. And then he asked her if she'd like to come like that to California. You see, a redhead in a uniform will always get you horny. And we had the hairnet and those white shoes and a name tag in her hat. Drove like Andy Granatelli, knew how to fix a flat. And Jack was almost at the bottom of his MD-2020. Neil was yelling out the window, trying to buy some pennies from a Lincoln full of Mexicans. And the left rear tire blowed, and the sons of bitches put near, who almost ran us off the road. And while the nurse had spilled the manischewitz all up and down her dress, and then she lit the map on fire, and Neil just I had to guess. Should we try to find a bootleg route or a filling station open? The nurse was dumping out a person looking for an envelope. Jack was out of cigarettes, and as we crossed the yellow line, and the gas pumps looked like tombstones from here. And it felt lonelier than a parking lot when the last car pulls away. And the moonlight dressed the double-breasted foothills in the mirror, weaving out a negligee and a black brazier. And the mercury was running hot, and we were almost out of gas. And just then Florence Nightingale, she dropped the drawers and stuck her fat ass halfway out the window to a Wilson Pickett tune, and shouted, "Get a load of this," and gave the finger to the moon. Sky with that desire, down to Philadelphia, man. Got to mug my kids that down. Where the chug was the border, you know, man. Counting one-eyed jacks, whistling Dixie in the car. And he was doing Lisa 100. It's all a falling star. And Florence wished that Neil would hold her instead of chewing on his cigar. Jack was nodding out and wishing he was in a bar with Charlie Parker on the bandstand, not a worry in the world, and a glass of beer in one hand and his arms around a girl. Neil was singing to the nurse underneath the Harlem moon. And somehow you could just tell we'll be in California soon. Open up your golden gates, California.
Ridges above Ventana Creek, that jagged country which nothing but a fallen meteor will ever plow. No horseman will ever ride there, and no hunter cross this ridge but the winged ones. No one will steal the eggs from this fortress. The she-eagle is old. Her mate was shot long ago. She is now mated with a son of hers. When lightning blasted her nest, she built it again on the same tree, in the splinters of the thunderbolt. The she-eagle is older than I. She was here when the fires of 85 raged on these ridges. She was lately fledged and dared not hunt ahead of them, but ate scorched meat. The world has changed in her time. Humanity has multiplied, but not here. Men's hopes and thoughts and customs have changed. Their powers are enlarged. Their powers and their follies have become fantastic. The unstable animal never has been changed so rapidly. The motor and the plane and the great war have gone over him. And Lenin has lived and Jehovah died, while the mother eagle hunts the same hills, crying the same beautiful and lonely cry, and is never tired, dreams the same dreams, and hears at night the rock slides rattle and thunder in the throats of these living mountains. It is good for man to try all changes, progress and corruption, powers, peace and anguish, not to go down the dinosaur's way until all his capacities have been explored. and it is good for him to know that his needs in nature are no more changed, in fact, in 10,000 years than the beaks of eagles.
Birds will gather at my side, tears will gather in my eyes, throw my head and cry, as vultures circle in the sky. You came here to do, I can see it in you now, you're gonna cut me down.
We jumped in the warm, mad night, hearing a wild tenor man's bawling horn across the way going, ee-ya, ee-ya, and hands clapping to the beat, and folks yelling, go, go, go. And far from escorting the girls into the place, Dean Moriarty was already racing across the street with his huge bandaged thumb in the air yelling, blow, man, blow! And a bunch of colored men in Saturday night suits were whooping it up in front.
Thank you. There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. I live in memories among my souvenirs. Few letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few most token threats within my treasure chest. Although they do their best to give me consolation, oh, I count them all apart. And as the teardrops start, you find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Praised be man, he is existing in milk and living in lilies, and his violin music takes place in milk and creamy emptiness. Praised be the unfolded inside petal flesh of tenderest thought. Petrels on the falling wave valleys idly sing themselves asleep. Praised be delusion, the ripple. Praised be the holy ocean of eternity. Praised be I, writing, dead already and dead again. Dipped in ancid inkle, the flammed of Tim, the Anglo-Oglo-Saxon maneuvers of old poetodes. Praised be wood, it is milk. Praised be honey at the source. Praised be the embrace of soft sleep, the valor of angels and valleys of hell on earth below. Praised be the non-ending. Praised be the lights of Earthman. Praised be the watchers. Praised be my fellow man for dwelling in milk.
Thank you. lay beside me. Like a branch from a tender willow tree. I was as still, as still as a river could be. Swept over her and me. She watched the water ripple, 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 ripple light. Water ripple, 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 she I did some kind of dance, jaunty as a bee. I tried to look my best, a finch in wild men vest. A fiercer force had wrenched her from where she used to be. I caught and caressed the length of her willow branch, floating on me.
it's Easter time too. And your gravity fails and negativity don't pull you through. Don't put on any airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They've got some hungry women there, and man, they'll really make a mess out of you. If you see St. Annie, tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, and my fingers are all in a knot. And I haven't got the strength to get up and take another shot. And my best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I've got. Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom. She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. She takes your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. Can take one or the other, though neither of them are to be what they claim. And if you're looking to get silly, you'd better go back to from where you came. Because the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same. Stand around and boast how they blackmail the sergeant at arms into leaving his post and picking up my brother Carl, who just arrived here from the coast, who looked so fine at first but left looking just like a ghost. Well, that's it, folks. That's it. Well, I started out on Burgundy, but soon hit the harder stuff. Everybody said they'd stand behind me when the game got rough. Ah, but the joke was on me. There was no one there even to bluff. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I've had enough.
Chances are slender. In a million, million, billion coties of eons and incalculables, yes, the turtle will set that yoke free. But till then, harder yet are the chances for a man to be reborn a man in this karma earth. silence, she fallying in our endless ear. May and little Neil and old man go cutting together into the adventures of a hard-won evening, and one which, of course, like all life, is doomed to tragic, unnameable, to make you speechless and sad-faced forever death. Just as I used to hurry with my father in May dusks of Saturday towards unspeakable seashores with lights before them and swooping spaces fit for gulls and cloud scuds, towards ramps of yellow sulfur lamplight.
Useless, heavy rain driving into the sea.
Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. You think he's no good, well, he knew he was bad. Took him to a place, now he can't get back. Two shots of happy, sad. We walked together down a dead-end street, mixing the bitter with the sweet. Don't try to figure out what we might have had. Just two shots of happy, one shot of sad. He was a singer, some say a sinner, rolling the dice, not always a winner. You said he was lucky, but hell, he made his own. Not part of the crowd, not feeling alone. Under pressure, but not bent out of shape. Surrounded, he always found an escape. It drove him to drink, but hey, that's not all bad. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. Guess he was greedy all of his life. Greedy with his children, his lovers, his wife. Greedy for the good things as well as the bad. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. And the swinger stopped swinging. You said he hurt you. You put the finger on yourself. And after you did it, you ran crying for his help. Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. He's not complaining, baby, he's glad. You call it compromise. Well, what's that? Two shots of happy, one shot of sad. Two shots of happy and one shot of sad.
Davis leaning against the piano, fingering his trumpet with a cigarette hand working, making raw iron sound like wood, speaking in long sentences like Marcel Proust. Thank you.
Jim, and the stud comes swinging down the street and says he's real bent and he is down and he has a twisted face. He works, he wails, he bops, he bangs.
I left a woman waiting. I met her sometime later. She said, I see your eyes are dead.
What happened to you, lover? What happened? My lover, what happened to you, lover? What happened to you?
And since she spoke the truth to me, I tried to answer truthfully. Whatever happened to my eyes?
Happened to your beauty? Happened to your beauty? What happened to your beauty? Happened to me. We took ourselves to someone's bed. Free as running water. Free as running water. Free as you and me. The way it's got to be.
Away, yeah, yeah, yeah. it's night in Third Street. The keen little neons and also yellow bulb lights of impossible-to-believe flops. The dark, ruined shadows moving back of torn yellow shades like a degenerate China with no money. The cat's in Annie's alley. The flop comes on, moans, rolls. The street is loaded with darkness. Blue sky above with stars hanging high over old hotel roofs and blowers of hotels mooning out dusts of interior. The grime inside the word in mouths falling out tooth by tooth. The reading rooms tick-tock big clock with creak chair and slant boards and old faces looking up over rimless spectacles bought in some West Virginia or Florida or Liverpool, England pawn shop long before I was born. And across rains, they've come to the end of the land sadness, end of the world gladness. All your San Francisco will have to fall eventually and burn again. But I'm walking, and one night, a bum fell into the hole of the construction job where they're tearing a sewer by day. The husky Pacific and electric youths in torn jeans who work there, often I think of going up to some of them like, say, blonde ones with wild hair and torn shirts and they say, you ought to apply for the railroad, it's much easier work. You don't stand around the street all day and you get much more pay. But this bum fell in the hole, you saw his foot stick out. British MG, also driven by some eccentric, once backed into that hole. And as I came home from a long Saturday afternoon local, the Hollister, out of San Jose, miles away across verdurous fields of prune and juice joy, here's this British MG backed and legs up, wheels up into a pit, and bums and cops standing right outside the coffee shop. It was the way they fenced it, but he never had the nerve to do it due to the fact that he had no money and nowhere to go, and no, his father was dead, no, his mother was dead, no, his sister was dead, no, his whereabout was dead. But and then at that time also, I used to lay in my room on long Saturday afternoons listening to Jumpin' George with my fifth toquet, no tea, and just under the sheets laughed to hear the crazy music. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, Papa, don't you come in here, I'll kill you, etc. Getting high by myself in room glooms, and all wondrous knowing about the Negro, the essential American, out there, always finding his solace, his meaning, in the fellaheen street, and not an abstract morality. And even when he has a church, you see the pastor out front bowing to the ladies on the make. You hear his great vibrant voice on the Sunday afternoon sidewalk full of sexual vibratos, saying, why, yes, ma'am, but the gospel do say that man was born of woman's womb. No, and so, by that time I come crawling out of my warm sack and hit the street. When I see the railroad ain't gonna call me till 5 a.m. Sunday morning, probably, for a local out of Bay Shore. In fact, always for a local out of Bay Shore. And I go to the whale bar of all the wild bars in the world, the one and only Third and Howard. And there I go in and drink with the madmen, and if I get drunk, I get. The girl who come up to me in there one night, I was there with Al Buckle, said to me, you wanna play with me tonight, Jim? And I didn't think I had enough money. And I told this to Charlie Lowe, and he laughed, said, how do you know she wanted money? Always take the chance that she might be out just for love, or just out for love. You know what I mean. Don't be a sucker. She was a good-looking doll. She said, how would you like to ulyuku with me, Mon? And I stood there like a jerk. In fact, bought drink, got drink drunk that night in the 299 Club. I was hit by the proprietor, the band breaking up the fight, before I had a chance to decide to hit him back, which I didn't want to do anyway. Not on the street. I tried to rush back in, but they had locked the door and were looking at me through the forbidden glass in the door with faces like undersea. I should have played with her shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-kadookie.
the morning. 56 and Wabasha. Made me in the morning. 56 and Wabasha. Honey, we could be in Kansas by the time the snow begins to thaw. Say the darkest hour is right before the dawn. They say the darkest hour. Right before the dawn. Honey, every day's been darkness ever since you've been gone. Then a rooster crowing, there must be something on his mind. Little rooster crowing, there must be something on his mind. Feel just like that rooster, honey, know you treat me so unkind. Struggle through barbed wire. Felt the hail fall from above. I strung out through barbed wire. Felt the hail fall from above. Honey, no, I've even outrun the hound dog. Baby, I know I've earned your love. Look at that sun, sinking like a shield. Look at that sun, sinking like a shield. Ain't that just like my heart, babe? Kiss my lips.
C'est la fin de cette sieste proposée par Johnny Clash intitulée Frisco Afternoon qui vous a permis d'entendre à l'instant Bob Dylan. Auparavant, c'était Aretha Franklin, Leonard Cohen, Oliver Nelson Septet, Cat Power, Nancy Sinatra, Nina Simone, Bill Callahan, The Cinematic Orchestra, Louis Armstrong and His Orchestra, Kevin Morby, The Beach Boys et tout à l'heure Tom Waits. Vous avez aussi entendu des extraits de lectures de prose et de haïku par Jacques Kerouac. Retrouvez la playlist et le podcast de la sieste Frisco Afternoon réalisé par Johnny Clash sur canalb.fr.